I'm Maria Dudzak, and coming up this Saturday is a special event, Walk a Mile in Her Shoes. It's a fundraiser for Women in Safe Homes, WISH. Joining us this morning to tell us more about this event and the meaning behind it are Crystal Panino and Grant Echohawk. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. And maybe, Crystal, you can start us off a little bit and explain what this walk is and why it's happening.
Yeah. So I came across this walk, and it actually has been around since 2001. And it was created to, improve gender relationships between men and women and give a platform for men to protest violence against women. So it's a international men's march in support of stopping rape, sexual assault, and gender violence.
And this is the first year it's happening in Ketchikan.
Yes,
correct?
It has been around the United States and international for many, many years now. And I believe it's been done in a few cities around the state, but this will be the first time it's been done in Ketchikan.
And I understand men are to wear women's shoes or high heels?
Yes, and that idea came from the old saying of, you never know what someone's been going through unless you've walked a mile in their shoes. And I know it sounds a bit silly to some people, but that's not the point. It's not, it's not a joke. It's just, it's a playful sort of fun aspect to a very dark subject to sort of bring that to light in a very, I guess, playful way. And that is what sort of that is why I was drawn to it and wanted to bring it here.
And Grant, what is your involvement?
Well, I'm just really supportive of this program. I as well work for WISH, and so I'm pretty passionate about shedding some light on some of these difficult topics. And what I really like about this walk is that, as Crystal pointed out, it's fun. It raises awareness and it encourages men to get involved in this conversation. And I think that's really the most important part is I think a lot of the onus on addressing these issues falls upon our women and girls when a lot of the responsibility really does come from us as men, and us as men talking about it and addressing it and feeling comfortable with these conversations and being involved in this conversation. So that's why I think I just think this is a great way to bring all this together.
And I take it you yourself are going to participate?
I am going to participate. Now, I can barely keep from rolling an ankle in sneakers, so we'll see how I do in heels.
Exactly. And are shoes available for people? Or
yes, I have.
Do you have to go buy rather large fitting shoes, or how does one do this?
No, I actually have over 70 pairs of red high heels in my garage as we speak.
Wow.
And they range in women's sizes from 11 to 15. So that should cover a variety of all men's sizes. So they'll be available at the walk. So if you it starts at 1, but if you come around noon, if you don't sign up online, you can get your shoes ahead of time, kind of see which ones might fit best. And there'll be some tips on how to walk in heels that I'll have printed out for you.
Very good. And it is, I imagine it might take a little while to walk. It's not that far of a distance, but, in new footwear, it could be a little challenging.
Yes. So it's not a race. It's, you just walk along in groups, or pairs, or you can spread out if you want. But the impact comes from the red knit, that's just the bright red of the shoes, and also just a large, as many men as possible to do it in a nice line. That just kind of like really makes the impact and people notice it.
And both of you have been talking about the conversation that needs to happen and such. So will there be some presentations, discussions, other things happening?
Yes, there can be. There'll be some booths. I'm not sure what businesses in town are going to participate exactly. But, sometimes there'll be like speakers, men who maybe want to tell a story. There'll be a lot of information about just different things that men can do to prevent men's violence against women. And things like that. It's a educational event, not just a fundraiser.
And explain the fundraising aspect of it. How do people sign up, and what does it cost, and what does the money go toward?
So it is $40 for one person to walk. The shoes are included, but you don't get to keep them. But you just get your own shoes back at the end. But that money all goes to Wish. I believe there's a little bit of a discount if you do like four in a team. But yes, all the money goes locally, stays here to Wish.
And how do people register?
There is a link online. If you go to wishak.org and if you look around fundraising, there'll actually be a link that says women walk a mile in her shoes. And it's right there.
Okay. And as you mentioned, they can also sign up that day. And it looks to me it starts at Community Connections.
Mm-hmm. In the parking lot there. So I'm hoping we don't have rain, but I've been stalking the weather. So we'll see. It looks okay. And then the path will be just along the sidewalk. And there'll be a banner in the front that Sign Pro has made for us. Thank you. And it says, you know, International Men's March and what it is. And so a few men will be holding that and leading it. And then everyone else can just, you know, walk behind nice and slowly all the way through town, you know, around the corner in front of the fire station and then around up the main street of downtown along the water and then end at Berth 4 at that wooden shelter there.
Okay. And maybe ask you, Grant, what would you say to men out there to maybe encourage them to join you in this walk?
Well, I think it's important that, you know, we are part of a community. And when we're part of a community, we want to make sure that everybody's safe, everybody's welcome. And so I think that that's something that resonates within all of us, whether you're male or female or any way that you represent yourself, you know that you want your neighbors to be safe, you want your family to be safe, you want to be safe. And so this is something where it encourages all of us men to get out there and take a stand and say, you know what, we want people to be safe. And I think that that's something that unites us all. And it's a great way to represent that unity in that concept.
Okay. All right. And again, this Walk a Mile in Her Shoes, it's this Saturday. Events happen beginning at 1 p.m. at Community Connections. The actual march itself starts at 2, is that correct?
Will start at 1.
Oh, it starts at 1, okay.
Yeah, well, as long as until we get everybody together and get their shoes on, and then it'll be all over at 3. So say the booth and the people at the end will be all packing up at 3, but there'll be some food provided at the end by Pizza Mill, so that is nice. And so, yeah, between the hours of 1 and 3.
Okay, so registration, if you do it in person, starts at noon.
Yeah,
the walk starts at 1, so be there ready to go. And then once you get to Berth 4, there will be booths and activities and a barbecue.
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. Anything else that you wanted to mention about the event or anything else?
One last thing. You know, I know this is great and to support victims, and that is the goal, but another thing that struck me was also, in a way, for all the first responders, the counselors, the therapists, everybody that sees the effects of sexualized violence on a daily basis and the trickle down, it's also a way for us to relieve our own sense of moral injury and tension and things we go through in a way as well together.
Okay. Did you want to answer
that? I was just agreeing. That's a great point.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you both for joining me. And again, coming up on this Saturday is the Walk a Mile in Her Shoes International Men's March, the first in Ketchikan. And I'm gathering it's going to be planned for future years?
Yes, I hope so.
Okay. All right. And again, if you have questions or want more information, you can contact Wish. You can register at wishak.org.